I just really like the idea of a truck driver eating candy while he's listening to us driving around.
Sitting up in North Sandy.
Yes, up there north.
Up there in Sandy. North of Sandy. I'm sorry, north of Sandy.
North of Sandy. North Which, of Sandy. Who knows? There's Which a lot is... of space north of Sandy Springs.
Yes.
North
of Sandy. What would that be? Roswell?
Yeah, Roswell's north
okay.
of Sandy.
Okay.
You can keep going. Dawsonville.
Yeah, we love Dawsonville.
Tennessee. It's north of it as well. Who knows? I don't know how far north he's talking about.
You just had to go all the way up there.
Could be in Michigan, for all I know.
You just had to go all the way up
there. You know truck drivers, they got long routes.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, they're in their truck for a long time.
Yeah, but you had to go all the way to Tennessee, huh?
I won't. I won't forget the Sounder. Thank you, Abe. All right, 20 minutes from right now. 20 minutes from right now, we're going to get to an AMA.
It's like he got a lot of postage sticks on his refrigerator.
Yeah, like postage notes.
Yeah.
You postage notes guy?
Honestly, you would be shocked at how many things I just remember.
You just have it up there?
Yeah.
You just have a mental postage note? The only thing we use postage notes for in our house is Lily likes to stick them on my face. Like, I'll just lay there, and then she'll just stick them all over my face, and then we'll throw them away. We're not a big postage note family. Anyway, let's talk some baseball with Grant McCauley. Let's get him in here. Let's play the Sounder.
Let's play the Sounder.
Braves insider for the radio station, host of From the Diamond every single weekend as well. I mean, we haven't talked in a week, and some fun stuff has happened. So let's start with the fact that Ronald Acuña is back. Let me ask you this, Grant. Are you surprised that he looks as sharp as he has?
Short answer, no. But let me ask you, what is a postage note?
You know, like one of those little sticky notes.
I call them postage stickers.
That's a post-it note.
Post-it note. Yeah.
Right. I know yo from the South Country ass ain't judging us over
you
here,
knew
Grant.
What I'm,
you
no,
knew what
I would
talking
never
about.
Do that. As someone who grew up in South Georgia,
exactly.
I would never do that.
This is the type
baseball.
I just didn't know if I had missed out on a phenomenon whereby, right. You know, it's not as fun as a post-it note, but it has a very specific purpose because it can only be used for U.S. mail.
This is the type of behavior of a Braves insider when the team's three games under 500.
Yeah,
we start
way too much time on my hands right now.
Nitpicking. If the Braves were in first place, postage note would have flown, no problem.
But it would have. But we're in a no-fly zone because we're not having as much fun here lately.
Yeah,
the Braves
man.
Offense has been in a no-fly zone, and that kind of goes back to your question, which is: am I surprised to see Ronald Acuña Jr. looking the way he does? No, that's who he is. That's what he's capable of, and that's what the Braves need from him. But they need a lot more from the other guys, and I think that speaks more to what has been. You know, the problem for this club is you've got a whole bunch of hitters who should be doing a lot more who, for whatever reason, whether it's something collective, whether it's individual, whether it's a combination of the two, they're just not doing it. And the pitching, I mean, we can look at the bullpen or look at a particular start and say, oh, well, this didn't go right or that didn't go right. But, I mean, I'm going on a solid month of not being able to point at that group and saying, well, you didn't get enough on the mound that night. They're allowed to have an off day every once in a while. But a sub-3 ERA dating back to the first week of May tells me the pitching staff has done everything it needs to do. The fact that the Braves offense is having trouble scoring more than 3 runs, that is the bigger issue for this team right now. And I was hoping, and I'm sure the Braves were too, that maybe Ronald Acuña Jr.'s presence might change all of that.
Why hasn't it? And I mean, what I mean by that, Grant, is it – because, I mean, a lot of times when we have you on, and I'll ask the same question, is it just this or is it just baseball being baseball? You know, it is a long game, all those things. But some of these guys have been struggling for quite a few times, not just this first 50 games.
A year.
Yeah. And so what do we – what is there something you pinpoint? I mean, is it just – because I don't ever want to put is who these guys just are. Because they always say the phrase is the back of the baseball card type situation. But, I mean, is there anything specific why this team is struggling away? I keep saying pressing. That's just me. That's my way of maybe expressing why I think they're struggling.
No, you're not wrong. I think that that's been a major symptom of this offense's struggles for a while. But, you know, how exactly they fix that, even somebody like me that's watched a lot of baseball, and I've seen good, bad, and indifferent of the Braves, and obviously you know, a lot of baseball just in general that can let you know what a good team looks like and what a good team does. And this team is just struggling to do some very basic things at times. It's easy to point at them and say, okay, well, maybe they're too reliant on the home run. Okay, well, maybe, but I don't necessarily think that that's all they're trying to do in every single at bat. I mean, sometimes hitting the ball to the right side to move a runner to third, getting a sac fly. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they need to start bunting for either hits or to move runners along. I don't think we need to go back to the 1920s to fix the offense. But the quality of the at-bats in some cases, you know, getting a pitcher in trouble, then jumping on a first pitch out of the zone and hitting a pop-up, rolling over on the first pitch, hitting into double plays. Obviously, strikeouts can be a problem, but It's just everything that you would think that would normalize itself over the course of a calendar year now really just hasn't normalized. Some guys have had some hot streaks in there. Let's not pretend they haven't, but they haven't been able to get the group, the collective, moving in the right direction. And I think we need to let 2023 be its own thing. It burned very brightly, and it was beautiful to watch for a year. That's an outlier is what I would call it. It doesn't mean that they're not capable of more than they're doing right now, but I think certainly everyone's expectations have come crashing back to earth. And I don't, it's not fire the hitting coach, clearly. You can't just do that over and over and over again. That's already happened. So to make a long story short and to allow you the time to ask another question, I really don't know what it is that will fix this Braves club, and I don't think they do either.
Yeah, I know. That's the hard part of it, is we keep coming up with the thing that's not there as maybe the answer, and Acuña was that for the first 50, and it's only been four games, so maybe it will be, but yeah, I don't know how him being there fixes a year-long sample set for some of these guys. Let me ask you about Strider. He was back for, I know it was his third start, but kind of his second start of really being back. What did you make of the way that he looked last night versus his first time?
Yeah, better than the first time, but still a little bit erratic. Obviously, the hit-by-pitch of Bryce Harper, you could point at that. I'd look more so at the four walks and say, you know, that's the frustrating thing for Strider, especially he had, I think, thrown 60 pitches through three innings, and I was kind of thinking, all right, I don't know that they're going to push him much beyond 90. Is he going to be able to get through five? Has a super efficient fourth inning, then gets in a little bit of trouble there in the fifth and the walks, and ultimately had to come out around 90 pitches, which, unfortunately, I think that the governor is kind of still on right now, and you don't want to push it too far in the first handful of starts that he's back. But eventually, he'll get a little bit more leeway to throw beyond and get himself out of trouble in the fifth inning at the very least like that. But from what I saw, I mean, it was trending in the right direction. I still think as he goes along, he'll add some velocity. I think he can live in certain quadrants with what he has right now, but there is a big difference of being able to dot the top of the strike zone or get guys to expand at 98+ and having to put 95 or 96 where it absolutely must go with little margin for error, especially if you don't feel like you've got the command of some of your other pitches. The slider was a little bit all over the place. It was effective in getting some swings and misses, but there were a lot of non-competitive pitches in there as well. So a little bit of a mixed bag for him, but a step in the right direction.
Brad, how would you rate or grade their fielding so far this year?
A+. Okay. I think the fielding has been a huge, huge part of this club's success. And right. If you want to take the plus away, that's fine. I realize that you could look at Austin Riley and say, hey, what's been going on with him lately? Right. Then he goes off and makes an incredible play like he made last night that I thought was tremendous. He's better than, you know, the lulls, and I guess you could say that for the hitting as well. But, you know, you look at what Nick Allen has done, what Michael Harris has done, what Matt Olson is doing over there. I think Ozzie range-wise has been better this year. I know the arm is still going to be an issue for him, but it is kind of what it is. And I think Ronald has shown with his arm, he's a playmaker in right field, even if he doesn't necessarily grade out as above average. And behind the plate, I think they're getting great things from Baldwin and Murphy. So collectively, this is a very good defensive club. I looked at a lot of metrics over the past couple of weeks. I talked about it on From the Diamond on Sunday. This is a definite strength for the club. They're a top three defensive club by most metrics in baseball, and we haven't seen that kind of thing in recent memory for the Braves.
Well, that's the thing about, I mean, you mentioned Nick Allen, obviously. The play he made last night, he got fouled by Ozzie and still got the double play in there. Man. That was like an and one double play. Yeah, that was impressive. Yep. And then Michael Harris has been, you know, he's obviously struggled at the plate, but some of the stuff that he's done in center field is I mean, up there with some of the great catches you've ever seen. So, you know, obviously he's still contributing in that way. Let me ask you this. I know it's still a ways away, and I don't want the next, 7 weeks or whatever, every time Grant comes on to be like, who are they going to trade for? But with some of the guys that have been struggling for as long as they have been, being core piece guys, like long-term contract guys, do you think that they would ever consider moving any of those guys at the deadline to try to upgrade a different spot?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I actually talked to Alex Anthopoulos at length in spring training about those deals. And now that we're a few years through those deals, I mean, they stand fast with a few different things. We know they don't offer no trade clauses, but there is a certain, I think, commitment, obviously, that you make to a player that, hey, we want you here for a long time. Do you want to be here for a long time? Then we're going to agree to this deal, that you don't want to start wheeling and dealing those pieces off 2-3 years into those contracts. I think some you might start to consider as they go toward the back end of the contract, where that's just the business of baseball. but there aren't really many that are quite in that place yet. I guess you could look at Ozzy in that way, but I think he's at his lowest value ever. So, and then who are you going to put at second base is a whole different question. But I just don't see that the Trayshon Murphy camp obviously has been loud this year when Drake Baldwin is hitting well, but I still think we need to see Drake Baldwin over a longer period of time, and we'll kind of understand the value of having both of those guys. But you're not trading Acuna, you're not trading Olsen, you're not trading Austin Riley. I don't think you're trading Michael Harris at his lowest value either, or Spencer Strider. So I don't really see any of these deals that you look at and you're like, okay, well, here's how we make the club better. We trade our struggling or bad player for a good player somewhere else. Who's making that deal? Right. Nobody's making that deal. Right. So you're kind of hemmed in, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the show. It's like these long-term low-money contracts are awesome when the guy's doing well, but then when it's kind of been like this, it's like, dang, this guy's going to be here for a while. Hopefully he figures it out.
Yeah, and there's one other thing I would add in terms of, like, you know, I know a lot of people look at it and say long-term, lower money, but there's a big difference in signing a deal that buys out some arbitration years when you're 4 or 5 years away from free agency and what market value would be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket surgeon, and I'm saying that with all irony involved.
Yeah, you're not like saying postage notes, you know?
Right. I would never say that. But it doesn't take a genius to realize that, yes, if Ronald Acuna Jr. at 21 years old was on the free agent market, he would have gotten $500 million. But he wasn't going to get there for 5 more years. And then, I'm just using him as an example, there is the inherent risk that injury can affect that contract. So if everything went great, yeah, Acuna might be one of the more quote-unquote underpaid superstars in the game. But ultimately, we're seeing with some of these deals that it's not just like sunshine and lollipops all the way to the free agent market where they might leave at that point. But, you know, the team assumes some risk. The player looks for the long-term commitment of the club and the money that they can get up front and then hope to get to free agency and make another big contract. But it hasn't just been this slam dunk for the Braves. And to your point and to your question, yeah, could they deal some of these pieces? Sure, maybe, I guess, at some point. But I just don't think they're really in the place where they're considering that or have options that they'd actually want to deal away.
Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Grant McCauley there, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Sunshine and lollipops? Probably not going to be any of that in Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, no. It's, I looked at it again.
I don't know how they feel about lollipops. Looks,
what, Philadelphia?
Yeah. My kids love them.
Actually, they probably hate him.
Lily loves him. Jack doesn't really understand.
But I don't know what's the deal with my boy. The one oldest one, he likes him, and then his little dude. Like, mama buys all those dum-dums. She'll bring a whole bag. Yeah. And like, we were at her house on Saturday. It was a whole thing full of them.
Oh, yeah. When I was there, she was handing them out.
Yeah. It was free for him. And all he did was unwrap all of them. And he unwrapped all of them and didn't eat none of them. Just yelling out colors.
Jack, well, at least he knows his colors.
Yeah, yelling out colors.
Jack puts it in his mouth, but then he doesn't, like, swallow the saliva.
Yeah, so it just drools out.
So just the drooly, sticky dum-dum spit is just on his chin.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, dude, you're supposed to eat it. Like, that's he doesn't get to that. Anyway, we'll get to an AMA coming up next on Sports Radio. Load the phone lines up, 404-726-0929. We would love to hear from you. We would love to answer your questions next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.